Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden in his first joint session of Congress speech Wednesday night says corporate America will see tax increases.
But it's time for corporate America and the wealthiest 1% of Americans to just begin to pay their fair share. Just their fair share. I'm not looking to punish anybody. But I will not add a tax burden, additional tax burden, to the middle class in this country. They're already paying enough.
Republican Senator Tim Scott disputes Biden's claim Americans are systemic racists.
Jews are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different types of discrimination.
Vaccine maker BioNTech expects results by September from trials testing the COVID-19 vaccine for babies as young as 6 months old. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Running around naked or streaking was a fad from the 70s in America we all sort of chuckled at. The two streakers at this year's Super Bowl football game in front of tens of millions around the world are not laughing now. A judge has thrown out their plea deal. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A judge is rejecting a proposed plea deal for the two men accused of going streaking on the field at this year's Super Bowl. An attorney for the two men had said there was a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to misdemeanor trespassing for their crime committed in front of 96 million people on national TV. However, a Florida judge said the agreement, which included 6 months of probation, was too lenient and threw it out. The judge has rescheduled the case for next month.
Typical punishments reportedly include a criminal trespass charge, one night of jail time, and a lifetime ban from the venue. In Ohio, be careful. Streaking onto any professional field can earn you up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Counterfeit vaccine cards. Why is this a problem? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
As Americans continue to be vaccinated, the fight against fake vaccination cards continues. 42 bipartisan attorneys general across the country are raising concerns about the public health risks associated with fraudulent cards. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says these fake vaccine cards are a huge issue.
This is incredibly problematic because it will damage people's health. More people will get the virus, pass it on to others if there is widespread use of fake vaccine cards.
The Democrat also telling ABC's Good Morning America that sites like OfferUp and eBay are working with him and other attorneys generals to prevent fraudulent or blank COVID-19 cards from being sold.
We've heard back from the four we contacted. They all indicated they want to cooperate and rid their websites of these cards.
COVID-19 vaccines are free to consumers and vaccination providers because the federal government paid manufacturers to produce and deliver vaccines. Now that NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter has accomplished the goal of achieving powered controlled flight of an aircraft on the Red Planet, and with the data from its most recent test flight, the project has met or surpassed all of its technical objectives. The Ingenuity Mars helicopter was built by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, but we can't do it without you. And I thank you for joining in on the good fight, because it still comes down to self-responsibility, okay? The country we have is the very country and the government that we voted in. And it's one vote at a time, one citizen at a time, one commitment at a time. And my encouragement is that we not buy into this false narrative that's putting out there, being put out there, that we are a racist country. I love what Tim Scott said very directly last night in the rebuttal to the speech to the joint houses of Congress there. And, you know, Tim, as a black American, as a citizen, as he says, from, you know, from cotton to Congress. Within, I guess you could say that's a generation. I mean, it was grandfather who owned a cotton plantation, a farm, and you go from that kind of existence, and of course, being raised by a single mom after a divorce, and, you know, the odds were against people like Tim Scott. But only in America can you take the self-responsibility that he and his mother took and his family took to where here he is, such an incredible example, Dan Perkins, to all of America. So when you have a guy like Tim Scott with his credibility and background saying America is not a racist country, it's no wonder those on the left, their heads exploded. Just all you saw was gray matter. We thought maybe it was kind of a star exploding, or maybe some missile from Vandenberg on the West Coast flying across. It was actually the gray matter of those on the left that just exploded and went up into the hemisphere.
I'm absolutely convinced of that. You know, it was interesting. I wondered after Tim's speech last night,
mm-hmm.
How long it would take the left to go after him. And,
They were going after him before he even spoke. They were already after him, but there's no doubt that they really piled it on afterwards.
Yeah, Uncle Tim. Oh. Uncle Tim. And, I guess in all due respect, when he says, he doesn't think there's racist, America is racist, I suppose that's true, but there are people on both left and right who are racist. And clearly the left's racist bigotry came out, as you said, before he went on, but in spades after he went on.
For a small percentage, and according to some polls, I mean, we're talking less than 10%. So for a small percentage of people who are racist, I understand that exists. The 90% is indicted. We're all racist because of a small percentage of people.
Well, that's in fact, we're indicted by the mainstream media and the left. Clearly, we're indicted. But the there's a really serious problem that I think that is not really being talked about, but is a basis by why we have the attitudes that we have today. We have, I think, as a nation, we have relegated ourselves to believing we've lost hope. And so why fight? And so that you have millions of people who don't agree with Joe Biden and don't agree with his policies. And there may be millions of people who don't agree with Tim Scott, but they don't take a stand. They don't want to get involved because they feel that the country, and I'm engaged because I love to be engaged, but I wrote a commentary shortly after the election. I lost my country.
Yeah.
And I think you add to that the clinical depression of tens of millions of people in this country because of the lockdown, because of COVID-19, and the absurdity of the CDC and the Biden administration and blue state governors and mayors. They've really sucker punched the American people. And right. And yes, there are some people that are fighting back, but I think there is a just as there is a fear by 30% of the people in this country who don't want to get the vaccines,
mm-hmm.
I think there is a huge number of people who, when you tell them that Joe Biden wants to double the corporate income tax rate and it's not going to affect us, they don't believe what he's saying.
Well, of course. Yeah.
But they don't care.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot that you had to say there. First of all, I think in some parts there's a certain demographic, you know, and the demographic I see is in, you know, Midtown USA. They're at the coffee shops and they just go, you know, I'm not participating in that negativity. I just don't want to get hung up in it. It's a bucket of gum going back and forth. You know, I'm going to go on and live with my life. But the fact of the matter is that we the people. And, you know, the country goes based on, you know, how the majority, how, you know, and especially even if you rig the majority, but it still goes that way. And so people have just said, hey, look at, you know, why should I bother? These guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. They're really not listening to me anyway. And this is, you know, in a sense, I got to tell you, and this was kind of my thought yesterday. I thought for a moment, Dan, I said, I started to feel what those on the left felt about Donald Trump, you know, that they hated Donald Trump with such vehemence and such emotion. It really clashed against their sensibilities of why a billionaire chief executive officer would be elected president, which is amazing because, you know, who he was going against. They didn't want Hillary Clinton to be president, but here he is. And they were so blinded by their emotions that they couldn't see anything good that President Trump did. And now that, you know, like these union workers who were on the XL pipeline looking forward to their six-figure incomes and all that got slashed with the signature by Joe Biden and their union labor forces that say, look at, you know, we own the Democratic Party. Well, you don't own them very well, do you? Because you just had your job canceled. And
right,
so
right.
Now what I'm seeing is people are saying, you know, this is kind of a sidebar, and I'll get back to my main point here, is people saying, I didn't vote for him. Well, somebody did. So, you know,
82 million people did.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
So, you know, OK, well, we'll kind of take that tongue in cheek. But the deal, my main point is that I started to have some compassion for people who had this antithesis and this hatred towards Donald Trump. And of course, this was all fueled by the mainstream media. They orchestrated this whole thing, big tech. They went after it. They were disgusted by Donald Trump. Forget that he did anything good. And you know what may be the outcome of all this, Dan, is that here he is. He did so much in a short period of time. And in some cases, with his hands tied behind his back, he did so many great things for our country that a lot of what Joe Biden could talk about last night was stuff that Donald Trump had teed up for him, but he gave no acknowledgement for it, right? And because we know, especially with COVID, how the Obama-Biden team dealt with a pandemic that they had during their reign. It took them like 8-9 months to even, you know, even really consider it. Could you imagine, had Obama and Biden been in charge during that period of time instead of Donald Trump, where we'd be at right now? We'd still be hoping for a vaccine. We would still be locked down, and there would be no jokes, you know, left to talk about, so that we can, you know, maybe just laugh about things. We've got more from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or a caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Dan Perkins is our guest. We continue to talk with Dan. Dan is such a dear friend. And, gosh, Dan, what do we go back? You know, 8, 10 years now, it seems like?
Probably.
You know, and Dan is nationally recognized policy energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host himself. Also, of course, when you hear me talk about songs and stories for soldiers, a passion that both of us have, and of course, Dan was behind, you know, the institution of this. And you can go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us for more information. For full disclosure, I do support and donate on a monthly basis to Songs and Stories for Soldiers because it's the right thing to do. And we know that our soldiers need a lot of help. There's only so much the government can do, although right now, the way they're spending money, you think they could carve out a little bit more for the guys that have continued to protect our liberties, right?
Yeah, I
say guys
I
and gals. Yeah. Yeah, discuss. Anyway, you wanted to share something that was particularly on your heart, so I'm going to let you do that, and then we'll talk a little bit more about last night and also what Biden is not telling us, your latest commentary about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Right. I think that the administration has figured out that if you give people enough money, they'll follow you and support you. And what I'm saying, I'm not talking about $1,400. I'm talking about that unemployment benefits and aid to dependent children can today provide for a family of four, mother and father and two children, almost $100,000 in government support.
Wow.
Now, I was...
Tax-free, by the way, right? And that's tax-free, yeah. So that's probably more than $100,000.
Right. I was out getting gas yesterday. I went into the counter to pay the gas bill, and there was a gentleman in front of me who had a Pepsi-Cola shirt on, and he was paying his bill, And so the clerk said, how's your business? He said, unbelievable. He says, except we got one problem. He said, what was that? We can't get any people to hire.
Exactly. No employees. Right.
Why? He said, because the unemployment benefits are so rich in this country that it's economically better for you to not work and take unemployment. And, Bill, the issue here is, and I've said this on many shows, you've got people, a working class that were working under Donald Trump who now find themselves out of work. They're getting these $600 or $400 a bonus a week in unemployment benefits where they're making a lot of money.
Yeah, but this is in addition to their unemployment. It's $600 on top of what they're already getting for unemployment.
Yes, and so the point is if you can make more money than you were making when you were employed and getting it from the government, tax-free, why would you ever want to go back to work?
Of course not. Yeah, exactly.
But the reality here, though, is that the parties, both Democrat and Republican, will not rescind that. That'll be permanently funded. So that you're going to create a class of potential workers who have decided not to work, not to try and experience the American dream, because the government will take care of them. And that's really what the Democrats are trying to do.
A dependent class. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's other ramifications here involved, and I've been shouting about this as well. Is they're dumbing down the workforce. Dan, you know as well as I do, you cannot be out of work. You cannot be away from work. It stalls the brain. It blunts your sword. You're not going to be as sharp. Your acumen is down. So you lose that quotient. Your IQ is compromised as a result of sitting around watching Oprah reruns, okay? No bueno.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that happens is there's some people that still say, I can't show that I'm making any money, so I'm going to do a side hustle under the table. So guess what we've got? We've got the reintroduction of the black labor market that the Obama-Biden administration had introduced. And back then, I mean, I think it was estimated some about 8 million laborers were involved in that black market. So you had all these people making money under the table because they had to. You had Obamacare coming in, people working three jobs, all this stuff that was going on with the economy and everything, as we call. And they were desperate, so they had to survive. Now what's happening in some cases is you get part of that demographic that is incentivized to stay home are saying, look, you know, this is not healthy for me. I'm going to go out and work. I'll do a side hustle, but I'm not going to report my income. I'm going to do it under the table. I'll put it in my sock drawer, and, hey, we'll just put it away for a rainy day, do whatever, or live large while we can. And that's what they're doing. And all that money is going to them. Here they are. They got tax-free money from the government, from us, from the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And now they're doing, they've got another channel of income that's coming in that's tax-free. And then at that point it becomes illegal, but it's tax-free nonetheless. And right. This is happening. So you got this side hustle going on that this government cannot, see, this is the problem with big government. They're so big, they don't even have the time to consider the consequences, that they're rewarding the wrong behavior and that you have these other consequences that come up as a result of these policies.
Right. And the some of the comments on relative to Biden's speech last night was the magnitude of what he's done in the first 100 days to dramatically change the direction of the country, the economy, and America as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And so they're talking about the speed, and I liken it to the Germans' blitzkrieg. Mm-hmm. They just threw everything at it. And I think that the Democrats understand now that the with the census in the 2020 election, they're going to lose seats in the House.
Yes.
Not because of the election process, because of the census situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they don't think they're going to be able to keep control of the House.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of senators up for reelection in 2020. 2022, excuse me. Mm-hmm. With the moderate success, the Republicans could take control of the Senate. So they realize that that's on the table, and they're doing, the reason why they're working with all deliberate speed is because they know they only got about a year left, and mm-hmm. they have to start campaigning and to try and hold their seats. And,
well, this is why H.R. 1 is so critical for them, Dan, because they've got to mm-hmm. codify the cheating. If they don't codify the cheating, I don't know if they can do enough cheating, if they can print out enough ballots for the amount of districts that are involved here and the seats that are up. I don't know if they have enough wherewithal in which to make that happen. That's not going to stop them from trying because, you know, they tell you that voter fraud doesn't exist, but they keep on executing voter fraud, and the people still get arrested and they're in jail for voter fraud, but the Democrats will insist there's no such thing as voter fraud, right?
Yeah, and I look at H.R. 1 and say to myself, I'm not an attorney, but I've studied the Constitution enough and been involved for years in dealing with constitutional issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how the court system supports H.R. 1. Even if it passes and Biden signs it, within moments it's going to have a challenge by somebody as being unconstitutional, somebody in the states. In fact, a bunch of states, because the states are losing their power to control
exactly.
the local election when it's federalized. So I fully expect to see, if it passes, suits with many, many states, 20, 30, 40 states, maybe all of the states, saying you can't do that. And ultimately the Supreme Court, I hope, is going to decide.
Like, we have a lot of faith the Supreme Court has buried his head regarding all the voter fraud that went on in 2020. Like, they're going to, you know, take this up. That, you know, it's like they don't understand. This is what we pay them to do, right? And
right.
Justice Roberts wants to sit there and, oh, I don't want to get involved. It's too controversial. Well, hey, buddy, somebody's got to be, you know, somebody has got to be the Solomon with the sword here and be able to cut this baby in half. And if you don't have the wisdom or the intestinal fortitude to take it on, then why don't you just check out? And we'll get some new justices in there that are willing to do their job, because the fact of the matter is progressives are moving full stop here. And if we cannot stop them from taking over our government, we're going to be in trouble. And the thing is what they're buying time for, Dan, they know that if they get this passed, they might be able to get away with it and have it, you know, active for the 22 cycle. And maybe it gets cleaned up by 24, but they figure by then there's going to be some other dynamics that they can deal with, because they're nonstop. You know, the reason we got where we were to 2020 was because of what's been done previously. And all this stuff it's been the can that continues to get kicked up the road. And then, you know, we scratch our heads and go, how did they get away with this? Because they're good at getting away with cheating. That's it. Dan Perkins, thank you, buddy.
School system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first joint session of Congress speech Wednesday night, says corporate America will see tax increases.
But it's time for corporate America and the wealthiest 1% of Americans to just begin to pay their fair share. Just their fair share. I'm not looking to punish anybody. But I will not add a tax burden, additional tax burden, to the middle class in this country. They're already paying enough.
Republican Senator Tim Scott disputes Biden's claim Americans are systemic racists.
Jews are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different types of discrimination.
Vaccine maker BioNTech expects results by September from trials testing the COVID-19 vaccine for babies as young as 6 months old. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'll tell you, I think that we are getting closer to getting back to normal because people are starting to have fun again. They're starting to, you know, laugh and exercise a little levity, needed levity that we need for all that we've had to deal with. I mean, it was going to be 15 days, right, to bend the curve down and stop this curve a little bit. 15 days, and here we are 15 months later. Little did we know it was going to be months and not days. In order to do this, but it would seem, although some of these scientists, because they've enjoyed their period of fame in the sun, so to speak, they're on talk shows and, you know, being hired to, you know, particularly depending on your perception, if you're a nice, good liberal, then there's plenty of liberal outlets that you can go to that they'll either pay you or you can say, hey, I'm going to be on CNN, I'm going to be on MSNBC and look like a genius. And here it is, you know, they're spouting off all their theories, including Dr. Fauci, especially, whose, whose format or whose, his ability and his credit. I don't want to say credibility because that's been challenged greatly because of the mixed messages that he's been giving us. But, you know, like the prophets of yore, I think what needs to be analyzed and considered here is who's been right. And if they haven't been right, then they should be disqualified, you know, and we shouldn't be listening to them as if it's the gospel, because this is what's been getting us in trouble. All that to say, in consequences and the ramifications of COVID-19, is that, people are trying to figure out, you know, what to do. I mean, you have the president, with a swoop of a pen, canceled all these jobs for union labor workers that were going to work on the XL pipeline. All of a sudden, those jobs are gone. You've got the attack once again on oil and coal, and those jobs are in jeopardy. And so people are having to take a look and say, okay, what do I do if I lose this job? What kind of opportunity is available there? Where our next guest, Rory Groves, was looking at durable trades, and he wrote a book about it. He examined hundreds of occupations spanning four centuries and narrowed them down to the most stable professions in history. This is incredible. I love that you did this, Rory, that, you know, I think this is, you know, some common sense. And, you know, thank God that you invested some of the time that you had in order to check this out. Tell our audience a little bit more of the background of the story and what set you on this journey to look for durable trades.
Certainly. Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity to share. And, like you said, I mean, I was in an industry. I am a technology consultant by training. And I've spent about two decades doing that. And so one of the things about that that industry is you get to see a lot of things go obsolete very quickly. You want to talk about a transient nature of work. That is Silicon Valley. And everyone out there that has spent some time as a computer programmer, as a technologist, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Things are constantly being disrupted and constantly going obsolete.
That might be against their perception, Rory. Most people think, well, if you're in technology, I mean, this is in high demand. I mean, you're golden. It's a solid deal. So what you're saying right now is a bit of a contradiction of people's perception that technology is not as stable as you might think.
Well, I would contend it's one of the least stable industries as a. As things evolve, technology necessarily has to become obsolete because new technology comes out to replace that.
Right.
And, I mean, you can go back to the Industrial Revolution and see all of the new jobs that were spawned through the industrial age and how many thousands and tens of thousands of those jobs no longer exist anymore.
Amazing.
That's just a little bit of the research that I did.
Well, I can imagine that you could exacerbate your demise in the technology world if you happen to side on the conservative side as opposed to liberal.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that for
a maybe that's a whole nother discussion. But I'm just saying, you know, what we know today, the way technology is exercising itself, it is really kind of an us against them, you know, proposition, which is sad because technology on its face, when it is when it does no harm, can be very powerful and beneficial.
You know, Roger Ayer said something in one of his books that really stuck with me, and I reference it in mine, is that technology is not morally neutral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a mindset behind every invention that comes out, and it behooves us, I think, to really stop and consider if certain technology, just because it's more convenient, is it really going to enhance our life?
Yeah.
We need to take a little bit of careful observation, reflection, before we just adopt everything that comes out that's new and shiny.
Exactly. Well, I hear what you're saying. So go on with the story. I'm sorry. I just, you triggered a question. I'm paying attention, so you should know that.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, I don't mean to say that it wasn't a good career in technology. There were just certain things about it that I just couldn't seem to get past, which was I would put years of my life into building, you know, software or platforms or companies even. Mm. And they would just so quickly go obsolete. And I was thinking, you know, why is this? There used to be family businesses that would get passed down for generation after generation.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that I'm in a profession that not only can I not pass something down to my own children, but I can, you know, I can barely make it run for about 3 or 4 years before it has to be completely overhauled and revamped.
Mm-hmm. So that's maybe because of the influx of new people coming into the technological field. Because you get all these, I've been in marketing most of my life, and the thing was, I always had, to me, it was, you know, a bit of comedic relief, I guess, when I'd see these new Harvard graduates come in, and they would reword the formulas and so they would sound more sophisticated and all. But, you know, look, you still got to come to the same bottom line. I mean, are you making more money than you're spending? And no matter how you call it, but all these, you know, brilliant brain trusts from Harvard and Yale and whatever had, with their MBAs, they're coming in. And so they have to justify their six-figure incomes plus, right?
Well, I think you hit on something when you said you got to get to the bottom line. And the bottom line for too long, I believe, has been the size of the paycheck.
Yes.
And one of the reasons why people are attracted to technology and knowledge work in general is because it commands a very high pay. It tends to be very creative work. and that requires a very unique type of individual to fill those shoes. And so you get paid a lot of money. But what we've done over the last several centuries is we've pursued that high income really at the expense of so many other factors that make life worth living. Right. Things like family togetherness, community, resiliency, you know, being able to withstand the smallest little disruptions in a supply chain. That didn't used to be a problem a couple hundred years ago when people could subsist off of their own community alone. Yeah. And so these are that's a really good way to kind of look at the perspective of all of this is what is more most important to your life? Is it family or is it a paycheck?
Exactly.
And then what will drive you closer to your family or to your relationships in your community, in your church, you know, among other like-minded people? Will that be the most high-paying job, or are there other jobs out there that will actually foster relationships instead of disintegrate them?
Yeah. Are you limiting your progress in a sense? Like you, I found myself in a period in my life where I was like, and I refer to it. I said, I'm on the hamster wheel of life. I'm just going in circles. I'm really not gaining any ground. Yeah, I'm making good money and that, but even then, it's like, you know, big whoop at the expense of what? You know, friends, family, relationships. And for you, you know, you hit this pause button in your life and you evaluate and you say, okay, we're packing up the family and granny and we're moving to Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, USA. I'm just kidding. He goes out to the country is what he does, and which is exciting. I love this.
To the country.
I'm sorry. Say again.
Yeah, I said I did the Beverly Hillbillies in reverse. I left the city to move to the country. Didn't strike any oil, but yeah, it was really our experience moving out. We live in southern Minnesota, and we bought a small hobby farm, and we've been trying our hands at these different things, and this was really a work in progress here. I didn't plan to go out and just quit out of, you know, drop out of society and live off grid. That was not anything. I just wanted a fuller life. I wanted a bigger experience of things I didn't know how to do, like raise my own food and then raise children in a place where we had room to play.
Yeah.
And it was over the course of that I really started to reevaluate work. And work is not just a means for getting a paycheck.
Right.
Is there a way that I could work with my family and we could build something together, not only build our stronger relationships, but like I was saying earlier, something that's going to last. That's not going to just go away with the next invention.
Okay, got to go to break. We've got more from Rory Groves after this.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com.
Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Rory Groves about his new book, Durable Trades. You know, it's an interesting time that we live in right now. I mean, for 15 months, we've had a chance to kind of hit the reset button. You know, for those of you that even realized the reset button was available, and making the most, my prayer is that you've made the most of this downtime. Away from all the helter-skelter and the craziness, and I think that maybe in retrospect, in the rearview mirror, Rory, we might be especially thankful to God that it's caused us to reevaluate some things, those things that are most important. Whenever there are pauses in life, it isn't by accident, and it's opportune. And for you, you took full advantage and started asking some questions. And I think that, this is something that is so precious to life, is that we always have to be open to the questions that, that life brings up to us, right?
Absolutely. I think that 2020 has been a year of reflection for pretty much the whole planet, and it continues to be.
Exactly.
And that's a good thing. You can reassess what you thought was stable and dependable. And for a lot of people, they found out that things weren't as dependable as they thought they were. And so I think there is this reaction out there. I mean, we've certainly been getting a lot of feedback since the book came out, a lot of questions about, life direction and people wanting to spend more time with their families. Mm-hmm. And do things that will be more meaningful.
See, everybody wants to move in with you guys because you've got a little commune going. You've already done all the hard work, see? And yeah.
No, we're not there. We certainly aren't there yet. But but we do love to share what we're doing and
yes.
Encourage anyone else who has a similar vision.
Well, his book, Durable Trades, has really, caused people to think, and especially get your hands on it. And first of all, the question is how many durable trades have existed, for at least 230 years since our nation's founding, so 230 plus, and still thriving today. And you were able to identify, less than a dozen durable trades, right?
Actually, there's 61 trades total.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. All right.
Then what I did is I ranked the trades in order from most durable to least and most family-centered to least. And so you can actually see those trades that have been the, the most dependable trades and the most family-centric trades. Those are going to be covered in the book first. And then I include many of the other trades, which are still around. They've made the test of time, but they aren't necessarily as family-centric.
Right. What trades would surprise people?
Oh, my. Well, there's a lot of them. Midwife scored right near the top. It was number three.
Wow, really?
This is a trade, which, yeah, and it's surprising because it's not even legal in all 50 states to practice as a midwife right now. But for most of history, midwives were a very stable, dependable, obviously required profession. It didn't matter if you're in a recession or a depression or a boom. People keep having babies, and they need someone to help with that. And so we saw a brief reprieve.
Did
from
we ever
that.
Figure out what's causing that pandemic, by the way?
We saw a brief reprieve from that, and the medical establishment kind of started to look down on the profession and move things into a hospital.
Yeah.
So that's been a profession that's been surging lately. It's one of the fastest growing professions in the last 20 years. And so, yeah, so that was one of them that's kind of surprising to see. We've also seen the resurgence of innkeepers. So you see that manifesting through VRBO and Airbnb when people are opening up basically their own cottages and they're hosting people. But that's one that goes all the way back to the 17th century.
Okay, what else?
Oh, we have so in the top five, we have shepherds ranked number one, believe it or not. The lowly shepherd is the most durable trade, according to my research, of all time. And part of the reason for that is that's anyone who works with animals, breeds animals, a dairy farmer, livestock farmer. Those are very hard to automate in the way that crop farming is with tractors and mechanization. It's been harder to automate shepherding, and it's one of the most reliable sources of food for all of civilization. So shepherd was number one. Farmer was number two. Midwife was number three. Gardener was number four. And woodworker was number five. And then the list just keeps going from there.
Wow. Well, good fun. So as you were doing the study and research, what were your qualifications?
Okay, so I had a number of criteria because how do you I didn't want to know just which trades had survived. Of course, that was the main criteria. But I wanted to look at what was the most family-centered. The book, the subtitle is Family-Centered Economies that have stood the test of time. And so I looked at things like, are there opportunities for children to be involved with the profession? Can husbands and wives work together alongside each other? Can the work be based from home, or does it have to be off-site? Those are a few of it. How easy is it to enter? What are the barriers to enter? Does it require, 16 years of schooling plus higher degrees and tons of college debt? Or can you apprentice into the profession? How does it do during recessions and depressions and supply chain disruptions? Believe it or not, those are criteria that were in the book that I had done all the research, and the book was going to press as the pandemic was hitting full steam. So it's really turned out to be a valuable resource in that regard, and it's really holding up to where the strongest trades and the most stable trades in history, all related to food, fiber, and shelter. Four of the top five are related to that, and 12 of the top 20. So basically, you just consider all of the trades that cater to core human needs. That's your most durable trades, and they also happen to be the most family-centric.
Wow. There's a reason about that. There's a reason for that, isn't there?
I think so.
I mean, the way God designed it, right? I mean, here we think we're so sophisticated, and after it's all said and done, it just comes down to the basics, you know, taking care of one another, serving one another. And, you know, as you
think about it, if you don't mind, if you think about it in the garden, God instituted the family and gave the family the mandate to steward his creation. I mean, that's essentially what a family economy is. It's we're out here in God's creation. We're stewarding this on his behalf, and we're meant to work together as a family. There were no corporations in the Garden of Eden, right? There were no governments even. God intended us to work together as families and as communities. And then in our hubris, in the Industrial Revolution, we ripped the family apart, stuck everybody in a different factory, and said, hey, look how much more efficiently we can make stuff. But then what has that gotten us besides stuff? We have an epidemic of loneliness. We have families that are ripped apart two centuries later. We have, we're scrambling to figure out how to restore our communities as people are leaving smaller communities, flight to the city. There's so many unintended consequences of the material abundance that we did get out of the Industrial Revolution, but we've lost that relational abundance.
Wow. This is powerful. I mean, and here you are, as you say, the book's going to print as this pandemic comes along. And was that kind of, in a sense, a concluding off chapter of proof that, God's hand was upon this and directing, this insight and what you were sharing in this book, Durable Trades?
Well, I have no doubt God in his providence was guiding everything. I had no control over the timing of the book, of when it would be released. If you've been in that process before, it's an incredibly interesting process to try to publish a book, because there's so many gatekeepers along the way and so many people touch that manuscript before it gets to press.
But was this your first book, by the way? Was this your
yes,
first book?
It is. Oh,
okay,
it
all
is,
right. Yeah. So quite the experience. So go ahead.
Yeah, but certainly as the book was coming out and all of this stuff was hitting, it really struck me how much this was applicable in the middle of, millions of people were losing their jobs. Everyone's reflecting on what's the most important. And I simply wanted to answer these questions for our own family is how this whole thing started. And along the way, I felt, there might be other families who would appreciate this too. So I think I'll compile all this into a book. And I'm just very, very grateful to be able to share this. I think it's been a huge impact and a turning point in our own family. And I really hope that other families can benefit from this as well.
Yeah, that was my question, is how's the family doing with this?
Well, it's great. I mean, we've been incorporating. I'll tell you, when I finished the book, the manuscript, I took my wife out for dinner. We got a sitter. We took the book with us, and we just started going through all of the trades, talking about them and saying, which one of these would fit our family? Or which number, which combination of these would fit our family? And it was an interesting experience to kind of talk through the pros and cons of different vocations from a family perspective. So in other words, it wasn't what am I good at, it was what are we good at.
Exactly.
What would suit our family, our lifestyle, our kids? What would bring us closer together? Not, income is certainly one of the factors of how I rank these trades, but it's not everything. So we need to be able to make a living. But how can we do this in a way that really builds up our family and sets our kids up for a prosperous future? And so, we've been relying on the book ever since I wrote it, and it's been a really, really good resource. And since then, we've been kind of chronicling all of our experimentation of working this out or walking this out. We do a quarterly newsletter that we send out to families who kind of want to follow along and learn what we're learning from our life in the country. And just try to share what it's like to try to walk this out. And there's plenty of interviews with other people in the book as well. And we try to keep people informed about how they can implement some of this in their own lives if they want to.
So, Rory, how do they sign up for your newsletter?
That's at our website, thegrovestead.com.
The Grovestead?
That's right, thegrovestead.com.
Excellent. Well, look at, wow. This is so awesome. I love what you guys are doing. God bless you for it. And the example that you're setting forth, and I got to imagine the family and other families are going to be so greatly blessed in appreciating all the hard work that you put in Durable Trades. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Friends, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm